The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, right up until 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9 o'clock right here every day on ESPN 97.5. Glad you could join us on this. Okay, did you guys get in? Okay, Winter Storm 2018. It is officially here. Yeah, it's freeze out 2018.
No, winter they have names out on the storms now.
No, they don't. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
You know, this is so amazing. We're getting laughed at by everyone. I mean, that we don't have Klein ISD. It doesn't have school today, and all these schools
you
are.
See, oh my God, their account was great yesterday. The storm is called Inga, I-N-G-A, Inga. This winter storm.
Well, is it because it's actually a storm up north? It's really a storm.
Yeah.
It's really a storm.
Well, we might
not
get
right,
ice.
Not here.
We might
get all ice we like got, it's going to be 32, 33.
At 1 o'clock, we could get some ice.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? All the news stations, I'm laughing at my wife. I'm like, are you kidding me, really? She was up at 3 this morning making sure that there wasn't an ice cube on the road. Okay, stop. Oh, my God. Now,
yeah,
I know
we
don't
know. You live in Chicago.
Yeah.
So you don't freak out about this
stuff.
This
is balmy today in Chicago.
Do you understand that when I went to Kansas to drive and I saw it was like 12 or whatever, I'm like, holy crap. There were patches of ice on the road. And I'm like, there's ice on this road! And no one else is like, they're just driving.
Yeah, because you just drive. Yeah. And it's going to be okay.
And so I'm like, whoa. So I'm literally foot off the gas, just coasting at about 11 miles an hour, waiting to smash into something.
Are you okay? Did you get through it?
Man.
Is everybody going to be okay? This is laughable.
So Raheel texts, he goes, guys, did you get it?
Yeah, no.
Because my pee-pee is just so bad right now.
No.
Did it make your boom boom hurt? Does it stink? What happened? Is it ice? Are we dying? We're like,
how was y'all's drive in?
We're like,
oh my God, there's somebody. Steve, Landa Steve tweeted.
I hope he's
there's
listening.
A puddle in Richmond, so Raheel won't be able to get in today, guys.
I hope he's listening.
Because it might turn to almost ice. Oh my God.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, holy crap. Can we stop already, Houston? All right, we got Adrian Rose
reporting around. Oh, Gerald Green posted.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. This is, okay, so last night, Rockets Clippers. Fourth quarter got really chippy. It was basically Blake Griffin versus everybody on the Rockets.
And Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers was sitting on the bench, and he had some words, so the Rockets had to go, and it just escalated. First of all, Blake Griffin kind of elbowed, as he was running by Mike D'Antoni, he kind of elbowed him as he was going by. And then the two sides went at it. And then Trevor Ariza literally ripped Blake Griffin's shorts off, and while he was going, and there was a foul there.
That's so
and
hot.
And then Ariza elbows Griffin after he shoots a free throw, and Ariza and Griffin both get tossed.
And then there was Griffin getting nudged out of bounds by Eric Gordon when he's by the sideline, and then he turned and jumped up and threw the ball off of him to keep from being out of bounds, but he rocketed one about 150 miles an hour.
Which was
a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
And, of course, one of the moves is, where's Austin Rivers? Like, that's the guy you're going to go bully.
Right.
Look, no one liked. He should have played at Duke, obviously.
Well, but
where did Austin Rivers play?
He did play at Duke.
Oh, yeah,
Duke.
Of course he did.
Yes.
That's right. He's a Dukie.
Yeah, so... So after the game, and Griffin gets thrown out, Ariza gets thrown out, and the Rockets are in their locker room, and LA's in its locker room. And here's Adrian Wojnarowski, his report last night on ESPN.
Four Rockets players, James Harden, Chris Paul, Gerald Green, and Trevor Ariza, literally breached the Clippers locker room, went through a back hallway that connects the Rockets locker room with the Clippers, got into the room. They were calling for Austin Rivers, Blake Griffin. Security got to them before there was any contact. The Clipper players saw them come in. I was told they jumped up to their feet, but there was no physical confrontation. And while that was going on, Rocket center Clint Capella was knocking on the front door of the locker room. He was not let in.
How does the NBA handle something like this?
Well, they're going to clearly start an investigation right away on it, talk to team officials, talk to the players. I would imagine that there will be some severe discipline here. It is rare, if ever, you hear about a team literally getting into another team's locker room, but that happened tonight. You saw what spilled over from during the game with Blake Griffin. Austin Rivers was injured, wasn't playing. But his verbiage from the bench incited some of those Rockets players, and they made a beeline right for that Clipper locker room after the horn.
You've been covering hoops a while. You ever seen anything like this?
No, that's weird. To have guys go en masse into a locker room, and, you know, as the Clippers privately were saying, there was probably really only one person who knew that you could get from the visiting locker room where the Rockets were to the Clipper locker room through that back door, and that would obviously be Chris Paul, who played several seasons in L.A.
So there it is last night. I mean, just nothing but controversy. After the game, Patrick Beverley, who didn't play either, said, "We ain't soft around here no more. We ain't soft."
Patrick Beverley's ready to fight.
Oh, no, he's, yeah.
No one was knocking on the door for Pat Beverley. Get Pat out of here. They're like, "Where is Austin and Blake?" I mean, because if you're going to go look for guys to fight, you're looking for Austin and you're looking for Blake. Blake and the guys, you could say, "Blake, do you have your Kindle Fire charged? Blake, is your Kindle Fire charged?" Or there's like Austin, you know, "Austin, Austin, you're supposed to get to polo lessons. You're late to polo."
Oh, you mean the light-skinned dudes.
It was Team Lightskin. It was Team
Lightskin.
Dell brings up a good point.
And their names are Austin and Blake, by the way.
Biracial.
They got moms. Who knows? But they weren't looking for good old Pat.
No. And nobody said, "Hey, where's Patrick Beverley?"
No one was looking for Cabrini Green.
And his full quote was, "It's a different culture in L.A. on Twitter. No more soft bleep in here. No more soft bleep here." That's what he said.
Yeah. So there's no more.
Patrick Beverley's like, "Hey, I'm right here. No, we're looking for Austin.
No.
Is there a Trevor?" Not a Trevor. Actually, on this team, like Trevor's usually a name.
Nope.
What's another good name? Aiden? That's a good one, right? Is Quinn in there?
Where's Kyler?
Here's whose asses we're looking to kick. Kyler, Quinn, Aiden, Blake, and Austin.
Bring your asses out here. Kyler, get your ass out here.
Don't want no Patricks.
No, of all names, at least in this case, no Patricks.
You want? There's Jamal's over there.
No.
We're not. We have no beef with Pat Beverley.
Hey, you looking for Montrez? No.
No.
No, we're good with him.
No, we don't want no Montrezes.
We don't need him.
And make sure Chris comes with you to come get some.
Is there a Todd?
I love how Chris Paul was just, "Hey, you guys, if you really want to fight these guys, I'm going to stay here. But if you want to fight them, there's an entrance.
Here.
There's a back way.
I'm not getting into this dumb ship." But he didn't say ship.
No, he didn't say.
But Jerry Green, here. I know you like to mix it up, Jerry Green, Trevor Ariza, and James Harden. So.
Oh, allegedly Chris led the way there in the back tunnels.
Now, the new one is that he didn't.
He didn't?
He just told him how? Well, who else knows how to get there?
No, he's the only one. He was back there
if
planning.
Chris just said, he was, "Oh, y'all want to get
here,
at him?
Here, watch
here,
this.
Here, bring me a piece of paper." Drew it up there. And
take a look at the second door.
And Clint Capella was knocking on the front door looking for a phyllo dough dessert that they had served earlier in the day. Like, Clint Capella's not looking for beef. Was Clint Capella like...
I was wondering, do you have any type of cheesecake?
There was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You guys make the best.
That's exactly what it was. How does Clint Capella talk? I don't even know.
I don't know.
No one's ever heard him talk.
Yeah, I don't know. Does he talk English?
No.
Does he speak English?
I know Switzerland. I think he does. Right?
How about Switzerland coming to fight? How about Switzerland stepping up for a change?
That's what I'm saying.
You don't think
there's a reason he was on the front door.
Is this our locker room? Is what?
Do you have hot chocolate? Is there any hot chocolate? Do you have any?
Why do you think he's earth to dirt guy?
Why is he the Swedish chef from Sesame Street?
That's all I can come up with.
That's it?
You're having your hot chocolate and peanut butter on the other side, Richard.
Do you want to fight Austin, too?
No, I just want to see the delicious combination of salty and sweet.
I'm trying to warn you guys. They're coming in the back
They're
going
to fight you. Put away the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Clint's the peacemaker because of his Switzerland lineage. Hey, guys, they're coming to find you. You want to come out this door?
Yeah, they'll come this way. I can save you. Oh, my God.
It might be a trap.
I don't know.
It's definitely not a trap.
Have we ever seen? I said we've seen guys confront each other after games, right? But have we ever seen?
Yeah, we've heard about
contingent finding the underground tunnels to get to the locker room.
We haven't seen it like this.
Carmelo confronted KG because KG was talking about his wife on the court. Like
that was a little out of line.
Yeah,
remember Amari Stoudemire broke his hand when he was
hit
the fire alarm. He punched the fire alarm.
He hit the casing. Fire extinguisher after a loss to the Heat in the playoffs.
Oh yeah, in the playoffs. Oh yeah, that's right. He wasn't looking for people.
No,
but I'm all for it. Let's fight. I mean, honestly,
you got your ass kicked on the courts.
Was Patrick Beverley though? Does he just leave or does he shower up after he didn't play? Because I need to know if Patrick Beverley was in there.
I think he waits. He's not going to leave. He's not going to leave the locker room.
What's his injury this time? Because Pat's always injured.
Yeah. I don't know what his injury is, but I just don't want him in the locker room.
For being the toughest guy in the league, he's constantly injured.
Did James call his boys to take care of this business?
He didn't. Not against you. Against who? DeAndre and Pat Beverley? No.
Does James have more
Chris
boys?
Paul is like best friends with DeAndre Jordan.
Does James have more boys since all of his are in lockup?
Oh. John Granato said that, James, in case you want to catch him out somewhere, you can usually find him over at the deck.
So I'm just wondering whether or not James needs to call his boys because they can take care of some business as opposed to James going to do it yourself. Is James on FaceTiming during the
whole game? Is James just sitting there chilling?
He was one of the guys who went to the locker room.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. James isn't getting in trouble for stuff.
No, James didn't get.
I'm sorry, was there any altercation yesterday?
James going to get in some trouble with this now. You know what? There's probably suspensions.
He's
going to
say, what did
this.
I violate? You were
in the underground tunnels
knocking
trying to get
on the back door. Is that illegal? Can you show me in the.
James been knocking on the back
James
door for years.
James knows the rules.
James don't know the rules about the back door, okay? James. This is a bad time. This is a bad time for that. So, do you know what's coming? Suspensions? The NBA ain't going to be happy with this.
But nothing happened, though.
It doesn't matter. Adam Silver's not going to be happy with this.
You don't think?
No. What would happen?
Well, I mean, no, he's not going to be happy with it, but do you think it will really be suspensions?
Yeah,
nothing has actually...
It's a lead story on SportsCenter this morning.
But nothing actually happened.
I understand that, but you don't go and find... You don't go to the other team's locker room to go fight. Oh, now there's the pictures of James with his short shorts on. This is the guy that James is a fighter. This is one of my favorite James Harden pictures.
I just care about James fighting for triple doubles.
That's all.
That's all I care
about.
Well,
he was looking for some more action.
Listen,
that's for sure.
It's easy to get fired up by Blake and Austin. I get that.
Yeah.
But you can't go, and Chris Paul can't draw tunnel diagrams to get there and to get after him. Next time, beat them on the court. Don't lose on the court.
No.
Do to them what you're going to do.
Yeah. By the way, the Rockets lost last night.
Yeah. I don't really get to that part.
But the Rockets, you want to vote for? You know what? They should still have All-Stars.
James didn't play yet, but he's getting ready to play.
Yeah, he's getting ready to fight. I think he's ready to go.
I know this much. This Thursday, the Rockets have Karl Anthony Towns coming to town. They have Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, who they said was going to be the new LeBron. That haven't really seen new LeBron yet, but he's a pretty good player. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, one of the most talented young teams in the league, are coming to town this Thursday night. And guess what? You and your boys are going out because it's going to be guys' night out. It's a special presented by Trolley. Here's what you get. Two tickets to hot dogs, to beers or sodas or waters. You choose your, so you know, you make your selection there. And packages start as low as $50. The Budweiser liftoff party is at 6:30. It features Houston-based vinyl enthusiast DJs, the Waxaholics. Doors open at 7 p.m. for this nationally televised game. And the first 15,000 fans in attendance are going to receive a James Harden cheer puppet.
Hey, James Harden, you want me to get a triple double?
That's going to be sweet to have your own cheer puppet. All you have to do, it's presented by Trolley, is go to Rockets.com. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK. Guys' night out, this is your big excuse to go out and check out your Houston Rockets. Two tickets, two dogs, two beers, sodas, or waters. Packages starting at $50. You know you need your night out, so go take your night out at Rockets.com, 713-627-DUNK.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Perfect time to have a Rockets rocket spot right there. Right after that segment, we're talking about the fight last night, and if you missed it, Rockets and Clippers got into it last night.
But there was no fight.
No, but D'Antoni was pissed, man. He really was pissed that Blake Griffin came by. Now, he was standing close to the court, but he's, you know, it looked like Blake Griffin kind of went out of his way to elbow him. And, you know, that started a lot of crap, too. So, you know, anytime, you got to have your coaches back.
Yeah, that was good to see.
No, it was good to see that they went after it. Yeah. It's a bad sign if, you know, they elbowed the coach and everybody was like, yeah, we're fine with that. yes, and I imagine there are some coaches that you would be fine with. That I think rumor has it that Tom Brady would be fine if Bill Belichick got elbowed on the sideline right now, that it's not any fun anymore for him.
Well, I mean, does that surprise you?
No. No, it doesn't surprise me either. I mean, does Bill Belichick sound like he'd be fun to play with for 17 years, and that dude that's always, you've never been Patriot of the Week? Tom Brady's never been Patriot of the Week.
Is that a real thing?
I think so, yeah. Isn't that true, Dell? Wasn't that the story?
Well, then that just means he can't be. Well, he would always be.
Yeah. Well, I guess not.
You know,
unless he never played well enough.
He shouldn't be allowed to be Patriot of the Week. It would just be Gronk and Tom.
Well, Gronk has been. I'm sure Gronk has been. You're Patriot
probably,
of the Week.
Probably, yeah.
Why can't Tommy? Why can't Tommy?
That's probably the kind of thing that would make him mad, too. Yeah, I've been Patriot of the Week one time. Not one time. I'm 40. My whole career has been here. Yeah. I've won like 9 titles.
Well, don't you think? Yeah, I want to get out. I got to get out of here. I've never been Patriot of the Week. I'm sure. Because that dude is just all about, everything is about winning, about being the best, about being, you know, having the hottest wife and the, you know, being the best quarterback ever and
eating
the best. Everything. Mm. Everything that dude is about. Eating and I can't be Patriot of the Week.
You know.
Oh, I'm sure I could be Brown of the Week.
Do you think he's looking?
I can be Texan of the Week.
Has he looked at the record books to see who the oldest player? Because you know that's one of his mind, like, I'd like to outlast Blanda.
Oh, sure.
I'd like to play longer.
Well, look, he's saying,
Blanda.
Yeah, I'm playing for another.
I want to be the oldest.
I'm playing another 12 years. That's all. That's what I'm doing. Because I want to be, yes, I want to be the longest. And I want to make sure I get into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do. Some good basketball games last night. It just bugs me. J-Lo and A-Rod were sitting in the first row last night at the Miami Duke game. It just bugs me.
I just don't watch any college basketball until it's time.
Yeah, well, you got it. You're working. I wasn't.
Yeah, but I just haven't. Like, when it's time, I watch. But my time doesn't really kick in until conference tournaments.
I was watching Texas and UConn women last night.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Well, Texas had actually
what happened
had the,
to you? What? Were you held at knife point?
No, I was
Did
in a bar and it was
gun
actually
on your family.
I was in a bar and it was on. What?
Why was it on?
Because they had different TVs. They had three TVs going on. So I actually was watching. But J-Lo with A-Rod is bothersome. I mean, she's so J-Lo and he's so A-Rod. I don't know.
But he did.
Can't she see through this?
Like, I gotta tell you, he did. It got a little better for me with the postseason. He was good on TV.
Yeah, he was good on TV.
I didn't like the player.
And guess what? You know what? Like it or not, but we're going to have A-Rod in our lives for the next 20 years. Yeah.
Long time.
Like it or not. I mean, he's at some point, he's going to be hosting Shark Tank if he hasn't already. And you know what? At some point.
He's got enough money.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about giving you, I want 30% of your company, and I want to give you $350,000. I'm sorry.
Sold.
I think that's terrible. I'm out.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I'm out. The guy's like,
oop.
Are you going to be around? Yeah. Or, like, you're not going to come into our factory, right?
Is J-Lo coming?
Yeah. Let's see. How strong is your relationship? And does she go everywhere with you?
Right.
No.
Oh, well, then I'm out.
Does she look like a blonde man? No, she's not going to be with me.
No.
It's for TV.
No.
By the way, your article you're writing for Sports Map, did you include Jason Babin?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Why you got to tell me?
I was going to say, he's like, whew, yeah. Way high.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, if 18 sacks isn't good, I don't know.
Yeah. No, he's pretty good. No, he's pretty good. Actually, I'm going to be writing for Sports Map.
37 and a half
sacks. What are you writing
about
for tomorrow?
In 3 years.
What are you writing about tomorrow?
Texans rebuild. Rebuild on the fly, your areas of concerns and how you address it in the immediate future.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. We're all writing. Raheel wrote, did he get his in today? Or Raheel's on his way in.
Ice storm. He can't.
What is it?
Inga.
Ice storm Inga. Is it's got us down to like 48 degrees, so every school is canceled. And Raheel is white knuckling it in right as we speak right now. Well, yeah, and Inga's also Marvin the Martian, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently. Raheel is on his way in. Hopefully, he can make it. And Dell's worried about you're worried about getting home, Dell.
Yeah.
Now, actually, that's
the problem.
I parked downstairs today because I'm not driving down that incline at 8:30 at night, just
sideways into traffic.
Craig DeSerf's like, yeah, let's not.
No.
Let's not park up a freaking steep incline.
That's dangerous when there's no ice.
No. If you go down too fast, cars are like, wow, whoa, this is a tight
Did you park on the second floor, though?
I did. I've had experience with the ice up here before, and my car, it's light. I've been fine. So I've done it multiple times and I've been okay. So and
actually,
if there's
because
a
it's
problem,
an incline, the water,
I'll just go the other way.
The water's gonna, yeah, the water's go down, gonna yeah. roll down.
Yeah,
so
and if there is a problem, the other way is less steep. Coming like there's another ramp on the other side that's less of a problem.
That one won't ice.
I don't know, but it's not that straight down drop. Like
I'm pretty sure that one will get. If it rains and it's cold, that one will get iced.
I didn't say it didn't wasn't gonna. See, he doesn't listen.
See, I just want to see you coming out sideways.
Why?
Kind of like a movie,
you're like gonna, drift, like getting, Tokyo Drift.
You were long,
without the hot Asian girl.
You're gonna be long gone. There could be a hot Asian girl. You're gonna be long gone, so you're not gonna be able to see anything.
No, but I want somebody to video it.
There's no one gonna
video
my leaving the station.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. I'm going to be here. I got to cut a spot today.
That's going to take you 2 minutes.
No. They're not coming until 12:30. I'll probably be here. So I'll watch it
live.
That's
in freeze zone.
I have to.
It's supposed to hit
I'll be here.
Freeze.
Hey, I'm a company guy.
It's supposed to hit freeze like around noonish.
Oh, no.
One, and it may snow at 3.
No crap.
Yeah.
Wow. God, how are we going to get through it? Oh, let's cancel every school and nobody coming to work.
I'd be fine with that.
Raheel's so worried about coming in.
All the interns have. I've already caught a call, which I don't know. She says her neighborhood's already freezing over. I didn't know it started at this point, but she said it is, so she's probably not coming in. We're already catching those calls
from the interns.
Yeah, because John sent it out. He sent an email out to us saying, "Hey, if there's a problem, let your producer know."
Oh yeah,
just run national.
Listen, it's icing over already. Yeah, and I was up all night doing
blow
stuff. Yeah. So I'm not going to be able to make it in today.
Oh, multiple interns have already done that.
They have. Yes.
You know who will be here?
Trey.
Trey.
No question.
100% be here.
Trey's coming from Baytown.
I just walked. I walked all the way from Baytown where it had a lot of ice. Can Lance, can you come pick me up?
No. Where are you?
I wish I had Kyle Petty's number 5 car so I wouldn't have to get in any crashes. And if I was in a crash, it would be around the 3rd turn. And I'd have a one of those a 4-hour delay, like when the pothole, and he hit the pothole and they had to fix the pothole, and then Dale Jarrett was able to win.
Like, what?
What?
What do you mean, do I want you to come get? You didn't have to tell me all that just because you asked me to come get you. Trey was up here yesterday just running the show.
Was he?
Trey, for those who don't know, Trey has a gift.
If you haven't heard it, do we know when exactly that was?
Did we ever pull it separately? I wanted to
pull it
separately.
We need to separate it. We need to separate that from everything else.
It's pretty substantial.
And just put it out there so that you can just, at some point, just go to the podcast and put in Trey.
Yeah.
And listen to that segment.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Our intern, I guess he's an intern. At this point, I don't think...
He gets paid to do stuff on the weekend.
He gets paid to do stuff?
So he's a paid employee now. It's official.
On the weekends.
He's on our
like
tab.
Our hooker.
He's on our tab
pretty
now.
Much.
He gets paid to do stuff.
So he knows as much about NASCAR and even some IndyCar than anybody that I know easily.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. It was last Thursday at 8:30.
Hi, guys.
I think 8:30-ish.
If you say something like 1993 Pocono, that's Greg Jarrett. It's not first place. Second place was Kyle Busch. Third place was Richie Sindelar. And what car was he driving? Hendrix.
The 89 car?
No, Hendrix is the team name.
That's a team
Whatever.
Name.
I don't know how that works.
Exactly how it was. That's exactly how
and
it
he
was.
Said, was there any caution?
That 313th lap, there was a caution flag because Mickey Micklemeyer spun out in the second turn.
Like, what? Are you sure? John was Wikipedia-ing this stuff. I'm like, he's right.
He's right. And I asked him yesterday, I said, hey, did your dad? Yeah, my dad listened to it, and he said, hey. Someday you'll be. I said, your dad talks like that, Trey? Yeah, he talks like this. Someday you'll be with NASCAR, kid. And I was like, I didn't imagine your dad really talking like that. I thought he talked like this.
Because Trey talks like this. Hi, guys. Does anyone... Hey, did you see the game last night? Yesterday, Lance, between the Saints and the Vikings? I said, I did see it.
Actually
that
did.
That was crazy, wasn't it? I said, it was crazy. That reminds me of a time back in 1991 at the Milwaukee 300. Like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Where a miracle happened on the 300 and the 297th mile as a small puppy ran on the entryway of the track and 4 cars spun out to keep from colliding into it and Ricky Rudd was able to pull away. Like,
oh man, that is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, Trey.
How'd that happen?
And speaking of cars, what about Craig DeSerf?
Well, Craig, I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to keep what am I driving? The Colorado, the Chevy Colorado. That is going to be safe. That is going to be a safe vehicle because I'm not up here on the second floor. This is a diesel. I mean, I want to just hook people's cars up and just drag them off because that's the kind of pulling power I have. Now, I got to tell you. Some of you guys have pickup trucks because you actually haul stuff around. You want that cargo space. You need that cargo space, and you say the GMC Sierra looks awesome. The Chevy Silverado, maybe it's the Canyon. All I know is no matter what your needs are based on your work or based on your family or based on just your particular desires of what it is that you like with a vehicle, they've got it for you. If you want a vehicle that is a little less expensive, they got some cars on the Chevy side that are going to fit your budget. If you're looking for a crossover vehicle because you like the size of an SUV, but you want it a little lower to the ground and you like the body types, might I suggest the Buick Enclave or the Terrain or the Acadia? If you're looking for an SUV, love Chevy Suburbans and the Yukons on the GMC side. And, of course, pickup trucks. I told you, we got you. Colors that you want. Interior and exterior features that you need. My man, Craig DeSerf, has got you covered. Go to lzcars.com or just visit them down in Angleton. Gulf Coast, Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi. I am looking for Molly. I've been searching everywhere and I can't seem to find Molly. 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 Molly.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
7:34 ESPN 97.5. Well, we got a lot of good stuff going on today here. Raheel's coming in. He said he wants us to cross-promote his article on SportsMap that nobody knows. You know, he put about 4 minutes into. So that'll be great.
I saw him while I was working on it. I was working on mine that'll, I guess, get published
Mine's
tomorrow.
Is going to be good.
Sure, it will be. But
Raheel, what's yours on?
Oh, the new Steve Spurrier.
The nude Steve Spurrier?
The new Steve Spurrier, not the nude.
The new Steve Spurrier.
Yeah.
Who's the new Steve Spurrier?
Got to read the article, John.
See, that's a tease.
That's why Dell's going to get the bonus.
That's a tease right there. That's what I like to call a tease.
Yeah, that McDonald's dollar menu bonus.
Hey, you have could you get the $3.
Have you?
You know, there's a $1, $2, and a $3 column. Yeah.
Give me a Sunday with the two. I'm good.
Have you done your team needs yet?
Yes.
You've done them all?
Yeah, because every fan base from every team has to come after me on Twitter.
What?
The Saints are mad about, Max Unger, why would you put center? I'm like, I don't even remember why I put it. I don't know. They make me start doing team needs after week four. I mean, like, who knows team needs in week five?
New Orleans Saints. Pro Football Focus says linebacker.
For what? Saints?
Saints.
That's fine. I'll just copy them. I don't care. Well, I just like people.
Well, what did you put for
alone.
The Texans? It's obvious.
Oh, no, that's obvious. Oh, I'll see if you know them. Are there three? I have to do three.
Offensive line.
Uh-huh.
Corner.
Yep.
I would say second wide receiver, but they need running back. They need they need interior help on the defensive line. They need safety. They need corner. Well,
that's what you could say, guard. Tackle,
well, no,
cornerback,
line.
Safety. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about specific.
I think I put O line because you need help.
Yeah,
on O-line.
I think you need four positions on the O line. Yeah, four positions. Is that it? Okay,
I have
left tackle, left guard, right tackle, and maybe center because that guy never finishes the season.
All right, here's what I have for the Texans. Let me get to them real quick.
This is more generic. It's more edge rusher.
What do
corner.
They have for Texan?
They have offensive line. Just the whole offensive line. They need a new one.
That's all they've got?
Yeah.
Lazy.
No, that's all they put. Well, they put the most important need for every team. Oh, although, the Minnesota, they got quarterback. Quarterback and O-line.
I think I have it, too, from when I wrote it.
Really?
When I wrote it, yeah.
Because
I might need to change
it. I don't know. Now,
well, even if Case goes, you still have, well, Sam
Bradford.
Does Sam Bradford have...
He's back.
Time left. He's not a free agent.
Oh, it doesn't. I mean, he would go anywhere. He doesn't want anywhere where there's competition. If the Case leaves, he's in.
You know, AJ was. Yeah, I was on. No, it wasn't their show. It was another show I did yesterday, or maybe it was AJ. This is a good question. Could free agent quarterbacks or quarterbacks who get traded have an impact on how teams draft this year? And I thought about it and said, yeah, absolutely. Because if Kirk Cousins goes somewhere, he's getting locked into a big long-term deal. Like if the Giants said, we want Kirk Cousins, or the Jets said, we want Kirk Cousins, that takes a big quarterback need team off the board early on.
Well, sure. You don't get Kirk Cousins and then draft a quarterback one.
Alex Smith, if he goes to the Browns, might not change anything because the Browns might say, no, we're going to take Darnold one, and we're going to let him sit for a year behind Alex Smith, and we're just going to plug him in and let him try to get some winning going. I mean, you wouldn't trade a lot for Alex Smith, clearly. That would be you might give up a fourth that could escalate to a third. Maybe something like that.
See, if you're the Browns and you do that, though, and I don't see that. I really don't see that.
Rumored to be with Alex Smith, but
that's a long-term project there. You don't need an Alex Smith in the Browns. What you need in Alex Smith is at the Jags, because you can win right now.
Well, but Dorsey knows him from Kansas City, and Dorsey was part of the group that brought him in. And Dorsey might say, I want to get a culture of winning in the door early, which I would understand that.
Maybe and Sam Bradford needs a couple of years.
Sam needs to sit. So I watched Sam yesterday. I wrote Sam. Well, I haven't written him all the way up, but I wrote all the notes. He's still talented, man. Sam Darnold has talent. He has a good arm. Has good accuracy. His ball placement was a little off this year. So if he would have led wide receivers, their touchdowns, instead they were passes broken up this year. His deep ball completion percentage went from 41% to 38%. Baker's a freak. He's 50% deep balls. That's insane.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful
He's
great
unbelievably
deep ball.
Accurate. But Sam Darnold is a full field reader. You know, Ghost gets through his progressions. Now, he made some dumb throws, like Deshaun Watson type, where, like, why are you, can you just not see? Like, why are you throwing to that guy? But I saw how it didn't really matter with Deshaun. I think, now keep in mind this little tidbit. I went back to 2016, the end of 2016. Sam Darnold has 20 interceptions in his last 20 games.
Yeah.
I mean, dating back to last year. It's a concern.
What, you think?
Yeah, 20 interceptions in his last 20 games.
But they don't care.
Is it
concern? Sam Darnold is still the consensus number one.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he probably should be. Of the quarterbacks, I say yes. I watch Rosen today. But we'll find out. I don't go on with a preconceived notion of where I'm going to slot guys. I let the tape speak. But
well, Matt Ryan threw a lot of interceptions, and that really hasn't changed except one year for him.
Eli. Same thing. Eli's been a high interception guy, and Eli's a Hall of Famer, clearly. So, because he lucked into two wins. I mean, that's the least Hall of Famer of all time if he gets in. If he gets in, I'm not going.
Do you go anyway?
At this point, I haven't, but I've been thinking about going, and I for sure wouldn't go if Eli Manning's in the Hall of Fame. I'd be like,
so now you're
not getting my dollars, Canton. You're not getting any of my
money.
Not
that they have any of them anyway.
Yeah.
But not yet.
Not yet, they don't, but there's a chance they could have had it.
I didn't know you were planning on going, but
here's
okay.
What I have for the Texans. QB. What?
What? QB?
These are Cleveland needs. I'm like, it's the Texans pick. I'm like, QB running back? Wait, what? These aren't my needs. The Texans don't have a first round or so.
The Texans' needs are left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard. Corner.
They need
healthy center.
They need secondary offensive line. So if you take secondary and offensive line, if you take all those positions off the board, then what do you have?
Then what after that? What would be the next need?
Tight end.
I still think tight end.
But Steven Anderson, they don't.
No.
Well, you know what? Now with Fedorowicz, you might need a wide tight end.
You do.
You might need a wide tight end.
You do. Well, I think you can probably pick up.
Here's my team needs.
A wide tight end in free agency.
I've got O-line, safety, cornerbacks. So.
Are you sure you don't need running back? Are you sure you don't need that Will Fuller is the answer on the other side?
Well, you just drafted Deontay Foreman and you got Lamar Miller under contract, so you're not gonna touch running back there. And you got Alfred Blue, who's going to play here forever.
Alfred Blue's been here for nine years.
Why would you not re-sign him? You re-sign Bill O'Brien.
So you got to re-sign Alfred Blue?
Rick Smith stayed here forever.
But that's not...
Why would you not just do that with Alfred Blue?
No.
Same kind of production?
You got a point there.
You know?
You do reward mediocrity
just
here.
Just give him... Don't give him anything dumb. Just give him about $1.5 million. 4-year deal.
I hate this. But you know what? That's probably going to be the case.
No, there's no way that's the case.
Well, I don't know. Are you sure Alfred Blue's not coming back?
I mean, he plays special teams. He's big. He can catch the ball in the backfield.
Listen, if you play special teams here, beat it.
Let me ask you.
Because the special teams here suck. I know it was all Larry Izzo, and before that it was all Joe Marciano. It wasn't any of the players. It was Joe Marciano. That's his fault.
I'm going to throw this is a total guess. Is our friend Dell, is our buddy
he's
Dell
there.
In there?
Okay. Yeah, he's in there.
Here is a guess. I'm just going to guess a total. I don't know a total. I'm just going to do rushing yardage. Alfred Blue, career total rushing yardage. I think he had 1 year where he did pretty good. So I'm going to go with 1,300. No.
Yeah, that's 13, a pretty good number.
1,250 yards. Didn't he have a year where he ran for...
Why are you insulting
him? I'm going. What did you say?
No, I got to go lower.
I'm going to go 1,249
I'm going to go 1,100 yards, over okay, or under.
I'm going to go 1099.
So you're going under? No. What is this? This isn't the game where you got one over.
I'm going to be closer.
No, because you got to go one over. You got to go 1101.
No.
Because if you're over
now
the
I get everything under. No, you know, you could be over the number, but I'm who's ever closer.
Oh. Okay, you want under 1100. Yes. All right. Dell, over or under 1100 yards, total yards.
Way over.
You go 1101.
You're going to go way over 1100
yards? He goes 1101. You do 1100.
I thought you wanted me to be the arbiter. I already know the number. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh. What is it?
It's way over.
What is it?
Oh, my God. Guess.
He's almost at 2,000 yards.
Really?
It's almost 2,000 rushing yards.
1908.
If he stays on this pace, he's got a chance to get into the top 200 all time.
Top 200 of Texans?
How many rushing yards do you think he had this year?
Alfred Blue?
Yeah.
328.
Man, that's more than I would have thought. 292. Or is that 62? 262.
262.
How many touchdowns did he have?
He had two? One?
One.
One?
You're like a circus genius.
Like the tray Alfred Blue.
Wait a minute. He
trivia.
Had almost 200 carries in 2015.
Yeah.
He had almost 2,000 carries. Now, his yards per carry for his career, 3.6. That feels Alfred Blue-ish.
Hey, it's so bad. Well, he's Alfred Blue.
What do you want from us?
Are you going to re-sign him?
Why are you yard watching him?
Why are you hating on the career special teamer?
I'm asking if you're going to re-sign him.
Yeah. I mean, 3.6.
For league minimum?
We reward mediocrity around here.
This is a tremendously deep running back draft. You can get one for rookie.
Oh, yeah. Like you don't need other things, Lance.
I might. Well, it's not like you have it, but I might look at running back because I don't know that they trust Deontay Foreman 100%, and I know Lamar Miller is not long for this team. So Lamar will play his third year, and I think he may be done after next year.
I just wait to hear from Deontay Foreman's dad about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I care
can
about.
You imagine what's going to – now that – what's the other Foreman?
Avante?
Yeah, now that Avante is leaving Texas, and I presume he won't play in the NFL or maybe a special teams player. I don't know. Can you imagine he's going to turn his full attention to Bill O'Brien in the Texans situation? Like, my son got six carries. Like
LeVar Foreman's going to be coming after him.
Yes, his Twitter fingers are going to be heating up the Texans.
Armonte.
And can you imagine how Bill O'Brien with a new contract extension is going to deal with this?
Oh no,
he's going to stop somebody before the press conference. Like, ask me about Foreman's dad. But on the press conference, just ask me. That's a really good question, Brian. He's like, well, he'd never say that to Brian T. Smith, but that's a really good question, John. You know, we try to do things the right way here with the Texans, and these guys are working hard every single day, and we're trying to work hard to win. And I don't know this tweet face or Facebook or Bitcoins and all this stuff. I just know this much. We got guys out there working hard, and the outside distractions are a big concern for our team. He'll get a message through the press conference.
Don't worry about that.
I mean, guys taking days off and leaving facilities and people tweeting at me. And
He wasn't too pleased with the rookie taking off a day because of Bob McNair.
What do you think about Deontay Foreman's dad always heating you up on Twitter? I'll just say this. This is a deep running back class. You can find people late in this draft. You can find undrafted free. You can find guys off the streets.
Yep.
I don't care. I was already done.
That was his acceptance speech.
I was already done.
You know what he's trying to receive a I don't know how you can transition into
employee
this one,
of the year award?
I really don't know how you can transition.
You think into Lance may need to improve something?
When are we going to start doing employees of the week?
He needs to improve his going to break on time.
That's true.
But if you need to improve your love life, you see Dr. Rorick, okay, over Houston Health and Wellness. What you do is you call 281-496-3355. And Doc has the Gaines Wave Therapy. It's painless. It's cheaper than buying the blue pill. It's actually you're getting this job done yourself as opposed to having the medication. You, my friends, are feeling better. You're getting back to the way you used. Remember when you were young and you were getting it. You were a get it boy. Well, you can be a get it boy again. All you got to do is call 281-496-3355 or go to improvemyerection.com. And in literally in a few visits, you are feeling great again. It's all about the plaque that's in your veins down there. And Doc releases that. And guess what? You are feeling great again. So you want to feel yourself again? All you got to do is go to improvemyerection.com, 281-496-3355. For as low as $150 a month, you are feeling great at improvemyerection.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Not long. 7:52. This is a short segment. Ken Hoffman's going to be joining us at the top of the hour. I think there's some kind of he thinks I have some kind of anger management issue. Adele's like, okay. What if I was on the Rockets? Would I have been in the tunnels trying to get to the Clipper locker room?
No, you'd have been locker room drinking a Coors Light.
Well, that is true. But what if I'd have brought the Coors Light with me? And use the bottle as a weapon.
I don't see you as like the fight guy. I see you as guy who instigates. Yeah, go get him.
Yeah.
You'd be that guy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's probably more like it. Yeah. Hey, you guys. Did you hear how you were disrespected by Austin Rivers?
You going to let Austin Rivers talk to you like that?
I don't even know what Austin did.
He said something, and he was Austin Rivers. It doesn't matter what Austin Rivers said. You should say, shut up. I want to punch you in the face.
Everybody in the league is ready to fight Austin Rivers, and he hasn't even done anything yet. They're all just like, please let Austin Rivers say something to me.
Yes.
Please, baby Jesus, let him say something. It's like people are waiting to jump on Austin Rivers. Like,
Because
Austin's like, shut up. Like they're yelling at, and here's another thing. We're going to get your bitch ass, Blake Griffin. And Austin's like, shut up. You're not getting anything. Open the door, Austin. Open the door. Dad, I'm not doing anything.
And afterwards, you got sound.
You go tell your mom.
You got Clippers. Dad, call mom. And you got sound
you
from
boys. Mrs. Rivers drives up. Are you boys messing with Austin? Are you? That's real tough, James. Real tough. Oh, Trevor. You know, you're down here playing pickup ball every summer, and Austin and you play all the time, and you play well together. You came to our house when you were 13. You came to our house when you were 16, okay? So I don't know what's happened to you with your neck tattoo. I don't even know you anymore. And you, Gerald Green, I always knew you were dangerous.
Well, yeah, with his neck tattoos. I
thought you were helping people with the hurricane, and now you're trying to beat up Austin? I'm disgusted by all three of you. Yes, Mrs. Rivers.
They all go back to their locker room.
Now, you go back before I tell your mothers.
So if you're just waking up and you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, the Rockets, after the Clippers game last night, were so pissed at Austin Rivers, they went through
Blake Griffin, actual guy they scrapped with
but
the
they
court.
Wanted Austin Rivers. So they went through the underground tunnels at the Clippers and got to the back door of the Clippers locker room. And we're pounding on the door. James and Trevor and Gerald. And who was the fourth one? I thought Chris Paul was the fourth one.
He was the fourth one.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was.
Allegedly,
Clint Capella.
Clint Capella went around.
The front door. But we don't even know what that was about.
The front
door. That
could
have been about treats or snacks or...
Yeah.
You know,
the oranges after the game.
Does anyone have a Band-Aid? It could have been something. Yeah. I don't feel like he's trying to scrap.
Yeah.
Unless they were trying to flank him, unless it was like some type of, You know,
if they try to run out the front door, Clint Capella's there waiting for him.
Like, let me ask you a question.
The Swiss Army?
Could you see, my guess is this happened. Clint Capella plays a lot of single shooter games on the road, doesn't really go out, but he plays a lot of internet. He's an internet gamer, an Xbox gamer, and he probably like, well, whenever I play, one of the tactics we use is to flank that, and he probably uses like, this is my chance to use my X, but you know, is to use my Call of Duty strategies against the Clippers and Austin.
Except there's 25 guys in there that'll run your skinny bass over right away, coming out the front door, Clint.
Yeah,
I don't know if, I don't know if numbers, you know that.
Well, you're assuming all those guys are down with Austin Rivers?
Yeah, but they're not just going to let guys walk in their locker room and beat up someone. You can't fade that if you let that happen.
Well... Yeah, Doc would be. I don't think Doc could be down with that. Hey, you guys were all right here, and you watched four guys. You watched.
Look, it's less about Austin Rivers. I was using the bathroom.
You watched James Harden's boys beat up Austin?
Let's say it, Dale.
It's less about Austin Rivers and more about you can't just let dudes walk in your locker room and beat somebody up. Yeah. Lose a little respect around the league.
Your locker room doesn't look very good.
Oh, wait.
There.
Like, Blake Griffin's got a lot of respect around the league for how
Pat
tough
Beverly
he
is not going to allow it to happen.
No, Pat Beverly already had. No. Like, Pat. And Pat might have a blade.
Right.
Like, Pat's just like, I'm good now. I got out of Cabrini-Green. I'm good. But I'm not just going to run around L.A. without a blade in my sock.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if somebody's got to get cut, they got to get cut. Pat's not just rolling around empty-handed.
No, that's true. If Pat was there, Moses Malone Jr. might still be alive today.
He's not dead.
He's fine. Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, he's okay?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he died in that. That's why the guy got 38 years for
that. I feel like we don't know all the details.
Kind of.
Somebody gets beat up at a club and you get like 30 years. Like,
what the
fuck? There must have been something else on that case.
Something else happened.
There's something else on that docket. That was a long docket.
All right, we got to take a break here because we got Ken Hoffman joining us on the other side.
This is why you guys don't have the shortest wait times. Stop taking that away from the Real and Dale show.
It really is the shortest wait time.
No.
In the business today.
No.
We need to get Longhorn Keith on at some point soon.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to get reports from the roadways. Guys, if you're on the roadways and you're in the middle of Inga right now, the deadly winter storm that we're encountering, 713-780-3776. Call in. Give us a report. Let us know you're okay. 713-780-3776.
It's nothing. Actually, don't do that now because Ken Hoffman's joining us next.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.